Good morning, everybody. This is Jeff Thompson from Friendly Freely, Minnesota. I am in Washington, D.C., actually in the Bethesda area at the hotel where we're having our conference. And I'm here under the capacity of the State Rehabilitation Council of Minnesota. And I will be also as representing blind abilities during the workshops. So we'll have a table here to introduce all the fine people from across America to blind abilities. So it should be fun. I'm having a good time. Yesterday went in, we walked around the state capitol area, or the nation's capitol area. That's C-A-P-I-T-O-L, as I understand it. Capitol, not capital. So, walked around there. Ate at a really nice restaurant, had some mussels and oysters and a beverage called a Blackbeard Mule. Yes, it was an alcohol beverage, I believe. Yeah. So it was good. It had a little bit of ginger in it, so that was interesting. I just asked Siri for directions to Starbucks and gave me walking directions. Because I asked walking directions to Starbucks. It was only 0.25 miles away, so that was pretty cool. But there was a weird intersection. The intersection I came to with a cross light, I hit the button and it went, wait. That's not the weird part, but when I walked, it takes you out to the median, and then you wait again, and then you cross right or left, because the oncoming road was quite different. It was like two lanes going the same direction, so you're in the middle. So that was a little perplexing for just a second, but you know, you snap to attention when you hear vehicles, so I snapped to attention, hit the button, and it said wait, and then road Wisconsin Avenue is clear, the signal is on, I believe it said. So took a left, went up to Starbucks, and I was going to try and use my Starbucks app to pay for the whole thing, just to do that process. This is the first time I used the Uber also, and that was slick. That is so slick. I'm sorry, I've been listening to all you people talk about Uber and how nice it is and all that, not really paying attention to it. Main reason is right in front of my house, I have a bus service, and within 14 minutes, I'm all the way downtown Minneapolis. You know, so that's a small fee just to get to Minneapolis. So Uber would be definitely more. So anyways, most of my transportation, it resides off that bus, starts at that bus. So that's why I've kind of been hesitant, but I've noticed out here everyone's using it. So I downloaded the app and installed it, you know, with the Apple Pay type of stuff in my card on there, and hit the button, and Amid was here in 4 minutes driving a Toyota, you know, so. I can't really tell which car is which, so anyways, I haven't gone too far beyond that, but worked really slick. I'm really impressed with it. Reluctantly, a late comer to the game of that. But anyways, so went in and talked to RSA people and legislators. That's always fun, you know. Walking around on concrete, limestone, and marble. Good tapping, though. You tap your cane and smack, 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 you know. You can really get some echolocation if that's what you go for. It was there. They had a dinner at the... We went to the Irv Dirksen Senate building, and it was actually pretty good. It's pretty good. They had a little breakfast and got to talk to people. Got to talk to Fred Schroeder for a little bit. I've known him for quite a while. A few other people were there and got to meet up with Jessica from Microsoft. Nice gal. We exchanged information and stuff, so that's exciting. It's going good, and now we start the workshop stuff today, later today. And I'll be setting up the booth for blind abilities. and offering to show what we have to offer. Washington, D.C. is good. It's all intact. It's here. They talked about, some of the things they talked about is what's coming down the pipeline for, like, state agencies and funding and, you know, where Social Security comes into play for, you know, all the concerns about people with blindness and the workforce and the tick-to-work. Areas of that concern are being discussed and talked about, and so all the stuff that's behind the scenes, like when you go to your state agency for services, this is how they get those services, you know, the matching dollars, the requirements that they have to go through for, you know, your pre-employment transition students, you know, from, let's say, 16 or 14 to 21 age group. Those requirements, how those come into play with your 15% of your budget, and you know what the requirements are, and all that stuff. Just everything in the workforce, the ticket to work. I mentioned that, but all that stuff is really good stuff. It's just neat to hear the details of how it's implemented and how the agencies go up against RSA for definitions and. A pathways to utilize the stuff that you're actually charged to use, but the pathway seems so convoluted that they want to break it down and get a clear-cut pathway so people know exactly how they can do it without being, you know, dinged up, you know. If you go ahead and do something and all of a sudden they say, hey, you can't do it that way, well, it doesn't say that. So that's a lot of the hashing out, and they're trying to get people on the Hill to help them out with this. This, what I call mapping. Sounds like construction going on. Anyways, so that's that. This place is a very nice place, easy to navigate. The streets are good, they're cobblestone sidewalks, so they always have that one that's just a little up that you can really, you know, catch your cane or catch your shoe or that dress shoe that you haven't been wearing for a while, and all of a sudden, tink, you know, it's just, you gotta be ready for it. But with the Uber service, it's door to door, bang, you know, you're there. There's no, okay, where's the metro? How do you get your ticket? How do you get it? Where do you put the money in? What kind of pass should I get? Should I get day pass? Should I get a single pass, one way, two way? Should I get the week long? Might as well get the week long, right? None of that to worry about. Yes, the Uber is more expensive than doing the Metro, but the Metro's under construction, so that will make up my mind for me and all that. Well, I think I used my allocated amount of words today, and that's about all I got to say anyways. But anyways, hope you all are having a good day. It's a great day in Washington, D.C. here, and the cherry blossoms peaked just a couple days ago, so I heard, and... it was 80 degrees yesterday, and it looks like another beautiful day today. It was a great walk to Starbucks, and I'll be out for another walk. I don't have to get going until about 11 o'clock today. So, good stuff. Y'all have a good day. Till next time. Bye-bye.